The practice of self-care has a direct impact on our health and well-being, but those words self-care get tossed around a lot. Next, a conversation about what self-care looks like, what difference it can make in our health, and where you can go to for help. My guest is Kathy Mangowan-Welsh, Director of Social Services at Dignity Health. This is Hello Healthy, a Dignity Health podcast. I'm Amanda Wild. Kathy, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk first about the importance of self-care. How does self-care or lack of self-care affect us?
So when I think about self-care, I think a lot about balance. And that's balance in so many different things in our lives. Some of the things I think about when it comes to our life is that can be our work life, our personal life. And in regards to balance, I think of balance for our own personal self and how we work within these different areas of our lives. So when we go back to the word balance, we think about how am I balancing myself? How am I taking care of myself? What am I doing for myself? And then I know you mentioned with the lack of balance, our self-care, what are some of the things that can happen? So when I'm not balanced, I can see a lot of different things happening to myself. I can see a sense of being overwhelmed. I can see a sense of feeling so much more challenged. And some of these challenging and overwhelming thoughts or feelings that I'm experiencing can start to show as different types of symptoms within myself or others. And so you're going to start to notice possibly symptoms of anxiety, possibly symptoms of depression. And it's going to be different for everybody. Each individual is going to experience these symptoms when they don't have the balance in their lives. And then as we talk about some of the things that are difficult and challenging in our lives, when we're not in balance, then we can also talk about what the balance looks like and what it is that we need to do in order to gain that better balance for ourselves.
So self-care affects your mental and emotional health, and those, of course, affect your physical health as well. Now, I know self-care is not just chocolate and yoga. So what is included in self-care?
I like how you say that. I do enjoy chocolate and yoga, and I hope everybody else does too. But if you don't, it's being aware of not only like what we were talking about, the sleep, our appetite, but it also includes, just as you mentioned, physical activity. So making sure that are we getting out? Are we walking around? Are we getting up every 10 minutes, every hour? Because those things are so important for us and it's beneficial to us. It increases our energy. It makes us feel good about ourselves. It can help decrease anxiety, can help decrease signs of a depression. So being able to take a walk and look outside. So not only physical activity, but am I going and having follow-up appointments? Am I seeing my doctor on a regular basis? When I notice something is wrong and I'm not feeling well, do I go to those individuals? Do I go to those care providers that are meant to help support me, who are meant to help take care of me, who can help to educate me when I don't know these certain areas? And it's okay not to know these things because we have individuals who specialize in areas of care who are there to support us the best that they can. And they're great resources to teach us knowledge and a different way to help get towards that balance. So if our goal is to work towards a better balance and recognition and awareness, we want to work towards that balance. So it's really good to know when I'm having a difficult time, when I'm not eating well, when I'm not sleeping well, those are signs that something may be going on, something's amiss, and how do I work towards those things?
I think a lot of us feel like, oh, I'd like to do that. It is important, but between family and work and all the demands, I don't really have the time. What's going to make us cross that bridge to self-care?
Yeah, you're right, Amanda, that we do have a lot of things going on. So many of us, you know, are torn between work and childcare and, you know, school and making sure we're doing our best to follow up in all these different areas. And when we're working so hard to follow up in all these different areas, it can be very overwhelming and it can be very stressful. So in order to have this balance in our life and how to be more aware of it and how to recognize it, it is doing our best to implement it. And you're right, it can be hard. We feel like we have such little time to do these things in our day. And so I would say one of the main things that get us on this path of a better balance and a more recognition into self-care is because we're noticing that we're feeling so overwhelmed, that our mind is constantly ruminating on things and I'm having a hard time slowing it down. You know, it's this I'm on a track or I'm on this hamster wheel and I can't slow it down. So I'm just going, going, going. So a way to slow that down is actually trying to do that, is to slow it down. And in order to slow it down, you have to be aware of it and you have to try to recognize it. And even though we worry about so much, it's really beneficial when we start to slow it down and take the time and be mindful and recognize, you know, what are our priorities in life and how do I want to feel and how do I want to engage with others, including friends, family, coworkers, whatever it is, and whoever, and have those good relationships. Because when we're not balanced and we're not taking good care of ourselves, not only do others around us notice it, we start to gain some possible consequences in our lives when we're not taking good care of ourselves. And that's when I think individuals start to become much more aware, which is not a bad thing. It's actually a really great thing when you are aware that you're having a hard time, because our body's communicating that to us.
So awareness and observation of yourself is really the first step. And if you're looking for help, it's kind of daunting when you're looking for therapeutic help or resources. You did mention going to the people that are there for you. What's the best approach for finding that kind of therapeutic help?
I would say when it comes to having a good understanding that you're having a difficult time, or just being aware of that, it's connecting with any, I would say, any provider. When we start to be aware, it's communicating that to your primary care provider. If you're wanting good to go straight to behavioral health or go to a therapist, then you can go that route and look for those resources, you know, somebody to call, like behavioral health, and get connected. And there's wonderful individuals out there, wonderful therapists, wonderful individuals who will do assessments and talk with you. Just as we're talking now, we can talk about what are some of the things that are going on in a person's life and what are their goals, what are they noticing. It's such a great awareness when we start to recognize that we have so many resources around us and so many people who do care about us. When sometimes I think people feel like there isn't. And there are individuals who are waiting to talk to you, who would love to talk to you and help you work towards your own goals and how they can support you. So it's nice when I get the opportunity to share that with others, because sometimes they forget that there are people out there who are in this line of work and who love this work and want to support you.
People like you, Kathy, thank you for sharing your expertise. Self-care is such an essential topic, especially in the medical field where healthcare professionals often prioritize others over themselves. Have you practiced self-care today?
I have practiced self-care today. This morning, I was feeling a little, you know, a little tired. I did get a good amount of sleep, but felt a little achy and like I needed a stretch. So I put on a quick 10-minute yoga video this morning. And I have my own children at home and getting up and schedules. And so I did practice my yoga this morning and continue to work through my day to get better at just being mindful of who I am. And I know every day we wake up a little bit differently. And being aware of that. And what do I need to do to help take care of myself today? Because maybe if I wasn't feeling good, what is it that I'm needing? And, you know, I communicate this to individuals that I talk to, is how do you start to take better care of yourself? Even though we know that each day we're a little bit different, how do we be more, can we be more flexible with ourselves? And then a little bit more thoughtful and considerate of ourselves and how we feel. One thing I like to say is nobody is going to take care of you for you. You're an adult now, so how do you work to take care of you? Nobody knows how to take care of you and what you need except you truly. So your body knows what you need, and sometimes it's learning to take a look at it, to listen to it, to recognize it. And so, yes, practicing self-care is such a benefit for all of us.
It makes the world a better place. Thanks again, Kathy.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
That was Kathy Mangowan-Welsh, Director of Social Services at Dignity Health. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/Stockton/behavioral health. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social media and check out the entire podcast library for other topics of interest to you. This is Hello Healthy, a Dignity Health podcast. Thanks for listening.